Remember, there's a slight difference here. Slight difference here. You know how to catch the ball. We can catch the ball. We know the mechanics of this sort of thing. And generally, the communication cycle doesn't have that as a source. I mean, it isn't that communication cycle that's at fault. It will have been somebody audited somebody, and they got into an ARC break, and they bypassed some charge. And then the person wouldn't admit that they had bypassed some charge, you see, on the PC. And then the PC gets more and more disturbed. And eventually they go to see somebody in the area, and eventually the HCO sec. And then the HCO sec tries to handle it one way or the other, but it misses there one way or the other. And it slides sideways and slips around and so forth. Eventually hear about it. And once in a while I drop a ball on these. And I only know of one case extant right now where the ball has been dropped forever, as far as I'm concerned, because he got into the hands of a psychiatrist. Incomplete communication cycle was the immediate and direct cause of that particular action. He already, let us say, we know this, had a tremendous number of overts on the organization, and everything had gone to hell, and he'd been in a mess for a long time, see? But a communication cycle, I didn't pay attention to it just as a communication cycle. Just directly didn't. And the character sprung sideways, and there wasn't any way you could pick up the ball after that because there was a psychiatrist standing there. I haven't done anything to the guy. Apparently some psychiatrist that doesn't use ice picks in the morning, only the afternoon. I only know one that's extant like that. Well, that's a pretty good tribute to us, and it doesn't say then that the situation isn't dangerous merely because it's being handled. But look at this. It is a situation which is pretty doggone violent if it is not handled. And if you're unaware of this, you realize that gunners and that sort of thing are always chucking around live ammunition, and they're not spooked about it at all. You see people that work in oil well districts blowing out oil wells and so forth. They're always walking around with a pint flask of nitroglycerin in their hip pocket. They just couldn't care less, don't you see? Well, why? Those guys don't die and get splattered all over the place all the time. They're handling very dangerous materials. They're just familiar with their material. They know what that material is. See? Well, how would you like to be handling on a totally unknowing basis the way everybody else does in the community? Have you heard any conversations amongst meat bodies lately? Have you? Have you? I'll give you an assignment sometime. I'll go around to a tea break and a construction works and listen to them. That isn't so bad as a cocktail party. A cocktail party is armored on this basis. They don't expect anybody to hear them, so it's never partially detected charge. But this comes pretty idiotic. Pretty idiotic. You just stand there and watch the number of dropped communication cycles. You don't wonder at all after a while why these people tear each other's throats out all the time. They're always partially detecting that somebody has spoke. And of course they get a blow up. You see that you can handle the dynamite of the reactive mind. This stuff, you know, this stuff is not very dangerous. I don't mean to minimize it. So on. Frankly, not very dangerous. It requires understanding. It never has been very dangerous. But look how desperate it has made practitioners of the past. Look how desperate it has made people. Look how desperate a problem it is, and look how frightened people can get if the United States, whatever you call it, is appropriating $16 billion bucks to let psychiatry figure out how to give quicker and faster prefrontal lobotomies to more people. Oh, I tell you, man, they must be worried. That worry must be proportional. At least one-third as much worry invested in that as they've invested in the Russian situation, because that's about the proportionate amounts of appropriation. I think that's fascinating. I mean, they're so worried about this problem, they're so worried about the mind, that they invest treasure to this extent. They must be frantic to put it in the hands of the people they put it in, too. I don't exaggerate. If you'd talked to most psychiatrists yourself, or if you were head of a committee or something like that, and you called in two or three psychiatrists or something like that to get testimony from them as to how to handle the community mental health, if you're just an average citizen, you'd probably wind up with your eyes like saucers. Police listening to these fellows testify in courts and that sort of thing have become confirmed in the fact the psychiatrist is always crazier than the patients. Well, look how desperate the situation must be if it's put into the hands of people who put forward a mock-up of franticness to that degree, see? Let's just look up these coordinating factors, see? Well, a psychiatrist, of course, is himself frantic. And if we didn't give him a hand to straighten out, he'd just never make it. I don't think we'll ever help him. Anyway, the point I'm making here is this factor of the ARC break, this factor of the explosive character of interpersonal relationship, this factor of explosive nature of social or any other type of personal contact is looked upon in quite another way by other people than yourselves. It's looked upon as just, oh, everybody is dangerous and everything is dangerous and oh my God, and it's all on an emergency basis and figure, you know. It's fantastic. Very few of you would say, well, you can't talk to him about that. Just show you, you arrive someplace else, you see, in that state of mind. Very few of you would be convinced you couldn't talk to anybody about anything. After you talk to them for a while, you know, you can handle the situation to some degree or another, and so on. Well, that's not the general state of mind with regard to this sort of thing in the society. Talk to somebody about something. Impossible. Oh, dangerous. What are these characters reacting to? They're reacting to a communication cycle. So the communication cycle is itself the most deadly thing, if mishandled, that interpersonal relationships has. And the most valuable if it can be handled. The reason you can't fish the ants out and straighten them up is because you can't talk to them. Desperation enters in only when communication goes out. Just remember that. You only get desperate. You can look back on sessions you've given. The only times you've been worried and desperate and that sort of thing is when you actually had the communication cycle go out one way or the other. You want to say to this PC, what the hell is the matter with you? Well, what's the matter with you? I mean, I'm asking you a perfectly simple question here, you know? Hey, you poor sod. If you can't answer that question, get some toad arm action, you've just about had it, man. You know, you know this sitting there. And you sit there and you get tied up in the situation. After a while, you find yourself kind of peeved with the PC. PC isn't responding correctly. Then you get all right when you do get the PC at some level. If the PC is responding all right with communication, you find out that, much to your red face, that you had 8 wrong dates on the case, and that's why the TA action wasn't moving. Something like this. You get these things straightened out, you notice the situation evaporates. In other words, your response to the PC ebbs and flows to the degree that you can put a communication between yourself and the aberration that's bothering you and straighten it out and see the evidence of his discharge. Don't ever think you worry about a case for any other reason. You don't. It's that basic thing. You're having an effect on the case is responding and the case is coming along, And that is what you expect to have happen, and therefore that is happening, and all is well. And when that ceases to happen, when your breakdown comes in, and you can't seem to reach this PC with an auditing command, you can't seem to reach this bank with a communication of any kind whatsoever, you can't seem to untangle this knot by speaking at it or into it, you start getting worried and you start getting upset. And that's when you as an auditor become upset, and that's when you as an auditor become worried about your PC. And it's off. There's no reason for me to give you some pat answer, because there isn't a broad pat answer to it, because cases have these various bugs and complications of which you're aware and which you get around eventually. But you look it over and try to find out what communication you're not getting home to the PC, and you as an auditor will feel better. Now, if the PC is feeling like the devil, PC's feeling miserable about an auditing session or auditor or something like that, you can just be sure that A, not his communication cycle. I don't get this one awry. His, as an auditor, it's always your communication cycle that is awry from your analysis of the thing. If you want to improve something, you improve your communication cycle. But from a PC's point of view, the PC is very much the effect of very heavy and strong processes. And from the PC's point of view, a communication cycle is awry, but it can be awry in various ways. It's awry. The communication cycle is awry. A communication has started. It hasn't been fully detected. And it certainly hasn't been understood. And where a PC is going awry, as a PC, you want happy PCs, you just listen to these little words and don't bother about anything else. And you just start figuring out exactly how you apply these to any case that you're auditing, that you want to make a happier case one way or the other, and it'll work. And that is, some communication cycle has begun. It hasn't been detected. Fully detected, you see. It has to be slightly detected or it wouldn't be active. And it hasn't been understood. Now, if you put that in a nutshell as to the basis of low ARC or ARC breaks in PCs that you are auditing, you actually never need another line of anything. You need the mechanics of how to detect these things. You need a list of how many things these can be and so forth. But I give you that as a basic principle. And you go at that as a basic principle, and you figure out the PC you're auditing as that, as a basic principle. Even when the PC doesn't have an ARC break, you know, there's no reason to figure this out. Now get this, there's no reason to figure this out at all. Go ahead and figure it out. And you all of a sudden will understand something about your PC that you haven't understood before. You're going to find a communication cycle out. I mean, that doesn't matter what PC you see where. You're always going to find a communication cycle out. What's the evidence? He's not OT. For instance, he's always missing the telepathic communication cycle. He's always missing that one. That's always out. Didn't go out in a session I was in last night. The auditor and PC practically blew each other's brains out by having exactly the same communication cycle on a telepathic wave hit midway and almost blow up in the session. It was an incomplete communication cycle had taken place in the session. Both auditor and PC thought of it simultaneously and almost went around the bend trying to figure out which one had thought of it first so as to unbalance this sudden ridge that had appeared in the middle of the auditing session. Quite an amusing situation. Mr. Goal, back in the session, you know, one of these skitter-scatter sorts of reviews of putting things back together again, redating, that sort of thing, and just up and missed a goal. Didn't realize any goal had been missed until the end of session. now all of a sudden thought of it. Either the auditor thought it first or the PC thought it first. The immediate result was a telepath on the subject. And it was pretty weird. You watch some of this stuff you haven't seen for a long time, you know, you get tremendously intrigued. You say, huh, this stuff can't exist, you know. Anyway, we had quite a ball on that. But that's just a communication cycle of some kind or another, which is completing. There are all kinds of communication cycles. Now, what do you think of a PC who isn't receiving the auditing command? And what do you think of the auditor that goes ahead and gives auditing commands the PC is only partially detecting? Now, does this explain why you can run a touch process on an unconscious person, particularly if you're monitoring their hands? You say, touch the sheet, touch the pillow. You say, touch the pillow, and then you have them touch the pillow, and now they know they've received the communication. You understand? You see that as a surety. So it even works at the level of unconsciousness. It's quite interesting. What do you think an auditor is going to walk into? Keep saying, Squizzlewig the Rudy Rods, thank you. Squizzlewig the Rudy Rods, thank you. And the PC keeps saying, yes, 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 yes. What do you think the assessment at the end of session is going to look like? There's going to be a communication cycle missing. It happens to be the auditor's originated communication, which is only partially detected by the PC and never understood. Now, what do you think is going to happen in that session? It's going to blow in some weird direction, and there isn't going to be progress, and things are going to go to hell in a balloon one way or the other. It's all going to be very hard to detect. You see that? All right, now let's look at another communication cycle. The PC... I'm not trying to tell you all ARC breaks are based on the communication cycle. You understand the communication cycle is primary, but goes awry at the point of detection and understanding. Understanding throws it into A and R. You understand? There's the affinity factors and the reality factors are what tend to make it not understood. This is why it's ARC. But still, you can analyze it head-on on the basis of communication, you see, and it'll fall into that category. It's the reasons why the communication cycle didn't complete, was only partially detected when it should have been really detected, see. Well, let's say the auditor's never cleared the auditing command with the PC. The PC's gone on in answering this endlessly. Well, of course, you're going to get into trouble. What's the primary source of trouble? The fact that the communication cycle existed and the communication cycle was only partially detected. Only the communication cycle didn't cycle. It didn't get all the way through. It was partially detected and it was not understood. So, of course, you're going to get in trouble. All right, let's take another look at the situation. We try to get N-gram 4 and we trigger N-gram 8. Well, we've started a communication cycle, don't you see, of N-gram 8 without knowing we started N-gram 8, and we suddenly hear an explosion someplace, and we can't quite detect where it came from. We look it over, and we find out the communication cycle was that we accidentally got the response of N-gram 8, but then we abandoned that somehow or another, and we got 4, so actually the communication cycle was not completed. Was directed to 8, was not received at 8, don't you see? It was received at 4 instead, so therefore you've got a partial detection, and the PC didn't find it out really, and the auditor didn't find it out, so there it remains as a sleeper, don't you see? There was something that didn't go through. That's all you've got to figure on the thing. If you left all of your lists home, something didn't go through. Well, it's only a question of how many things won't go through. Well, the basic things that won't go through are affinity, reality, and communication. And the basic things that those three things face are time. Time. Matter, energy, space, and time. It's ARC versus time. Don't you see that the livingness of the individual consists of ARC, and he faces the material universe, which consists of MEST. So you have the factors of MEST, and you have the factors of ARC. And these confront each other. But this basically takes up the communication cycle. The individual communicating with time, or time communicating with the individual, goes awry. And as a result, you get an incomplete and partially detected communication cycle. All of these things end up in what you call an ARC break. This ARC break results in all sorts of violent emotions, which actually could not be exaggerated in their violence. It's just an ARC break amongst nations that causes wars. And yet here's millions of people strewn out across the battlefields, causing all kinds of work up here at the Between Lives area. Poor fellows. I bet they even have to work overtime. Let's hope they don't belong to the union or anything like that. The boys must have an awful time. Well, that's immediate direct results in ARC break. Communication breakdown of some kind or another. With the affinity and reality attendant thereon, too. So don't think that because these factors are very simple and very easy to handle and very easy to detect, that the results of not detecting them are not severe, and that the severe results that you see in life, interpersonally, and in auditing sessions too, as well, are not catastrophic, or think that these results do not stem from this very simple little factor, because it always does. An incomplete communication cycle results in bypass charge, always. The common denominator of an ARC break is bypass charge. There's charge someplace. But what do we mean by charge? We mean, well, of course, urge, dynes, and all the rest of it. We apply it to the communication cycle, and we mean that a communication or a charge has been excited and was channeled to go in a certain direction and then was not detected and not understood, and that charge then exploses in a dispersal of some sort or another. It goes bluey, don't you see? This is elementary. Bypass charge is something that originates as the beginning of a communication cycle. And then not having been wholly detected or understood remains then as bypass charge. And it's very often not detected by the auditor or the PC. And you have a session sort of running at a low gear. Now, don't think these things are just explosive either. PC just doesn't feeling so well lately. So forth. Well, you got some sleeping bypass charge of some kind or another you didn't pick up, that's all. Bypass charge, we mean we bypassed getting the completion of the communication cycle, or we carelessly started a communication cycle which didn't get completed. That's all. Accidentally did so. It's very easy to do. We say, give me the earliest engram on this chain. A little while later, PC has an ARC break. We say, let's see, did I miss an origin, or what did I do? What happened? Then you hit finally an earlier incident was re-stimulated. This usually settles it away one way or the other, particularly if the PC spots what was re-stimulated. Bang, there goes your ARC break. Now, it's attended with great magic, but the magical look at it is the fact that we have the anatomy of this tremendously explosive stuff, the explosive stuff of interpersonal relations. We know the magic of that. We know how many different ways a communication can be begun and not be detected and therefore become bypass charge. It's a lot of ways in which this thing can be done. Well, knowing those things, you should be able to handle a session better. You should be able to handle a session better. PC says, I don't think we ought to go on too long. And you say, very good. Just as your words fly out the window, at least have the grace to realize that you were adding something into the communication cycle. If this then bears bad fruit. Just realize how come it came about. It's a partially detected communication. Wasn't understood as far as PC is concerned. You say, well, obviously that leaves you in a position of always doing what the PC says. No, it doesn't. Well, good. I'm glad that's the way you feel. All right. Yeah, okay. Don't want to carry on too long. All right. Well, good thing that I'm perfectly fresh, and I hope you are the same. Because I intended to go for another 2 hours. You find that one cycle isn't the other cycle, don't you see? You've originated a new series of communications on the subject. You haven't slapped the old one in the head. You only get into trouble by slapping the old one in the head, don't you think? Peasy said, I think you ought to go all over the track and re-stimulate all these end grounds because actually the best thing to do is to get to basic, which is tomorrow. And you say, all right. You take a look at this. You understand what he said. You may not understand why he said it, but you sure understand what he said. And you say, all right, good enough. And go on and do what you're doing. He still isn't too upset about the situation. See, he only gets upset if you slap him in the face. Therefore, you've got to be an expert in the detection of a communication that has begun. The better you are at detecting a begun communication, the better you are at this, the less ARC breaks you'll have. But actually, you needn't worry about ARC breaks because you can handle these things before they get catastrophic. Now, that's an ARC break. That's handling the ARC break. The basic fundamentals stripped right down to rock bottom. Your ARC break assessment form is simply the number of types of communication which can be started and only partially detected by the auditor and the PC. Now, some of you are prone to this. Now, this can be done, so you're led astray by some winds. You can say, well, an earlier incident was re-stimulated in the session. That's what's wrong if the ARC break was about, and PC suddenly feels better. And you go on that way, and you get the winds, and you say, boy, this is a catch. There's nothing to this. This is absolute magic. Right up to the point when you get the ARC break that you didn't assess the right line for, or you assessed the wrong list for, or the PC didn't quite know where to go to in order to look at, and it's still fubbled. You didn't find it, even though it read on an assessment. So therefore, there are several actions undertaken in the detection of one of these things, and one is to assess it on the form where the ARC break reason lies. That sounds idiotic for me to say something like that, but if the ARC break is in the session and you do an R3R ARC break form, you're not going to find the ARC break, are you? And so forth. So the right form, the right list comes as primary in this. And if you don't find it on the right list, why, you better get another list. In other words, if you don't find it, get another list. Your commonest error on these things is not now that the lists are not complete, but that the lists are in several pieces to save you time. Your commonest error is wrong list. You actually didn't find the ARC break. You didn't find the communication cycle it began and so left bypass charge. Now, the main mistake you're making, or could make in this, if you do make any mistake on it, is not making sure that it's all straightened out with a PC. That's the biggest common error. You say, well, that was an earlier incident re-stimulated. That's all right. Okay, and go on with the session. The PC's sitting there frying. It wasn't an earlier incident. Or he didn't know what incident it was. And he totally baffled. The ARC break charge has not been spotted and laid to rest, see? It says right there in the bulletin on this that you better take it up with a PC and find out if that's right. Well, you can go to the point of dating all of the things which you dated wrongly and finding and locating and dating all of the bypassed incidents. In fact, it could become a total production which will go on for sessions trying to clean up one ARC break. You understand? A good stunt in this regard is to find the order of magnitude of the bypass charge. That doesn't let you in for more trouble. An earlier incident was re-stimulated. Yeah, but what? Who? What? Where? What? Which? It's all you can find. It's an earlier incident that was stimulated. You don't know what earlier incident was restimulated. You don't know what the hell, and all of a sudden the PC says, oh, yes. And yes, it must have been. And so on. And I wonder when that was. Can you date that? Yeah, there it is. And Ron, can you date it? Good trick is just give it order of magnitude. Is it hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, millions of years ago, billions of years ago, trillions of years ago, trillions of trillions of years ago, trillions, trillions of years ago? No kidding. All right, that's fine. That's the end of it. That's a way of parking one without getting yourself all solidified in a dating. You know that the PC's attention is still stuck on this thing, and he's still trying to sort out what incident it was and that sort of thing. Well, one of the ways to get rid of it is find its order of magnitude. Not go ahead and date it and find its duration and run it by R3R when you in the first place were doing 3N. You understand? You can go that far. But locating it on the list is where the semantic error turns up here. You don't locate it on the list. The list only locates the type. The type of charge bypassed. In other words, the type of communication cycle that began and was never completed, never detected. See? That's all. That just locates its type. Now it's up to you to take the additional steps of locate and indicate to the PC the charge. In other words, doing the assessment is really not locating the charge. The charge is not on the list. It's in the PC. You get this? I'm not saying that just to be clever. The truth of the matter is it's only the type. The list will only give you the type of charge. And you haven't accomplished the step of location. You've only found the type, see? People are saying, all right, well, you locate and indicate. That means you do an assessment, bang, that is located now, and we indicate it to the PC. Well, the funny part of it is, this is so good that even that works. See, that's where you get tripped up. You can short-circuit it to that degree and still make it work. So recognize what you're doing. That's terribly short-circuited. You've only found the type of charge. You haven't done the location step at all. So in some ARC breaks, you're totally baffled as to why the ARC break doesn't evaporate. You're totally baffled. You say, why doesn't it go away? Well, the primary reason is you haven't done it on the right list. That, oddly enough, is the most flagrant one. But you've never done the location step at all. The assessment is not the location. See? And an earlier incident was re-stimulated. You say, all right, an earlier incident was re-stimulated. Well, the magic of it is so great that occasionally this works, and it gives you a gives you a bit of a win, so you say, well, this ARC break assessment stuff pretty good. That's it. Yeah, fine. And it'll work like that, and it'll always work if you've got the right list, and you've produced this minimal effect on the PC, and PC isn't all coming apart now at its edges. Because that works, this whole system tends to get very short-circuited. You see, the assessment is not the location. That isn't the way you locate the charge. That is the way you find the type of charge that you now want to locate. You go down this pocket, a pocket, a pocket, a pocket, a pocket, and sometimes when you go over it, you re-trigger it, and your dirty needle turns off, and your next time down, why, it reads purely. Okay? You've had a dirty needle on the first assessment. Expect that as normal. Next time you go through and flick those off that were still in, bang, one is standing out there clean. Now you can say, well, it says so-and-so and so-and-so. That's an earlier incident was stimulated. Earlier incident was stimulated. That's what it says here. How do you feel about that? Then PC said, I feel much better. Yeah, it's fine.
Well, let's not plow up the field after it's plowed, man. Hey, this is just handling ARC breaks as they occur in session. No reason to go into this. Stir it all up again. Find some more bypass charge, bypass. No, you had it handled. Let sleeping dogs lie. Your assessment, location, and indication all occurred in the same breath, see?
Then you verified to find out whether or not it was okay. And obviously it all occurred in the same breath, so why are you going to go into any trouble from here on? Everybody's satisfied. Why are you going to any trouble? You're just going to stir up more trouble. But remember, you have done a very short-circuited, shorthand version of an ARC break rundown. That's very short-circuited. If you got the right charge, it can happen. But earlier incident restimulated. Yeah, that's what it says here. An earlier incident was restimulated in the second PC. Okay. It's good. Starts getting interested in something else. That's all right. Nobody's going to quarrel with him doing that. You say, well, now, how do you feel about this? Maybe so, but... it was that earlier incident that was restimulating. You haven't found the charge, man. The first thing you should suspect is not your assessment, but that you had the wrong list. Reach for another list. Do you know that you can do 3N and inadvertently do some 3R? And be accidentally into 3R, making ARC breaks of 3R? You can sometimes do R3R and get inadvertently into 3N, and your ARC break lies in 3N. Do you realize that? And if you have an ARC break on R3R and 3N, it is never the session ARC break list. But sometimes after you've cleared them up, you then have to get the session ARC break that resulted from having had those out. You get up to stunt here. But remember that there is an assessment, a location, and an indication. And it has to be all right with the PC. So there are four steps. Always four. You could say five. Finding out that the PC has an ARC break would normally be the first one. But that is the score on your ARC break assessments. And recognize those steps in handling the existing ARC break. Actually exist to that number, and the assessment is not the location. The assessment is just finding out the type of charge. You might have to go quite a bit further to find the location. You say, wrong date. You've done nothing the whole session but dates, you see. ARC breaks caused by a wrong date. Well, it reads well, and it is a wrong date. That is the ARC break that the PC said. What date is wrong? Well, you think that... You now have to redate everything in the session, and so forth. Well, just call off a few of the dates you found and ask if they're right, that's all. Bang, 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 bang. Do they read as wrong dates? That's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is the first half of the session, last half of the session. There's a dozen ways of doing it. I'm not going to try to teach you that trick. But you can go ahead and locate it right on down. Well, what is the right date for that thing? One of the ways of doing it is simply get order of magnitude. That makes the PC very happy. That causes it all go back into place very smoothly. You ran the goal to spit. You thought it was in the heliotropic implant. You had a wrong date on the thing all the way along the line. You find the goal to spit at the order of magnitude trillions and trillions of years ago. It's good enough. Not to go on to run the goal to spit, you understand, but to find out that you'd found the goal to spit and you want to get it out of your road so you can keep on with the goal to spat, see? Well, you find the order of magnitude for the goal to spit and it'll move out of your road. These are all just shorthand methods of handling the thing, but you're dealing with an assessment for type. You're dealing with a location. You're dealing then with indicating what that was, and then you are dealing with another factor here as... Was it all right with the PC? Does he feel okay now? And that's what you were doing it for in the first place, so you're a ready fool not to find it out in the last place. Okay? All right. Well, because you can get away with it on the basis of do an assessment, bang, you say that was it, and suddenly your location and indication take place just like that, see? You don't then break them down and realize that they are that additional steps. If you wanted to know a complete list of all types of ARC breaks in this whole universe, you would have to find all types of communication that could be partially detected when originated. And all the things then, thereafter, that could be misunderstood, and you would have a full list of all ARC breaks. Because we're dealing with the mind, we know the ones that are important, and we know what really causes the explosions, and we include those. Otherwise, 150 million books printed, each one to the size of the Encyclopedia Britannica, could not give you a partial list of the number of communications that could leave bypass charge by being incomplete. Okay? That's the lot. Thank you.